Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Priji from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your ears and mind to receive Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. I know that you may be preparing to finish this year at a high, that you want to do everything possible to give God your best. May I invite you to recalculate, reinvestigate, see if there is any area of your life where you fall short of the glory of God, where you fall short of the purposes of God, where you fall short of the vision or the plan of God for your life. If there is anything in your life like that, it is necessary that you bring it to the feet of Jesus. You lay it down today and let Him transform you into a completely new person, that you would enter into this new season, new year, with fresh vision and understanding of what the Lord is making of you. Let me read the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 22. The Apostle John, he is writing about this new heaven and new earth. It says, "I saw no temple in this city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple." It's talking about heaven. It's talking about New Jerusalem. It's talking about this world that we are about to live in physically for all of eternity. And it says that in this city, there was no temple. In this city, there was no need for a temple. And why was that? It's because the Lord God Almighty lived in this city. It is because the Lamb of God, Jesus, He lived in this city. The fact that the Father and the Son, they live in this city, was equivalent to the fact that there was no need for a temple in this city. Because it says, "For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple." Every city needs a temple. What is a temple? A temple is a sacred, a safe place where people can worship God, where people can encounter God, where people can hear from God. A temple is a place, is a refuge, is a dwelling place where there can be encounters between God and man. And the Bible says, in heaven, because God is there, because Jesus is there, you don't need another temple, because that presence of God, that manifestation of the Father and the manifestation of the Lamb is enough for people to now experience God and hear from God and walk in close relationship and encounter with God in that New Jerusalem. Now this reminds me that you and I, we are the temple of God here on the earth. In your city, you are the temple. In the same way that God Almighty, the Father, and the Lamb, they are the temple in the New Jerusalem, you and I, we are the temple of God in our local cities where we live in today. You are that place of refuge. You are the place of encounter. You are the place that can open up a dimension for ordinary people to experience the love of an extraordinary God. It is in fact because of you that many people who are blinded spiritually, physically, emotionally, relationally, they can experience heaven here on earth. You are the temple of the Lord. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are where God resides here on the earth. Many a times when we talk about temple, we only think of ourselves as carriers of God's presence. But today I would like to emphasize that we are not just carriers of God's presence, but we are a place or an environment where people can encounter that God's presence. A temple is not just a place where the temple will just show off God's presence and enjoy God's presence. No, the temple's purpose is to attract others who have not experienced this presence, to allow them safe passage into the presence of God, to allow them an easy access, an understandable, rational, logical way of worshiping God. That is the job of temple. A temple will give you rules, regulations, instructions on how to worship, what not to worship, where to worship, where not to worship. It'll give you help and understanding to worship God, to experience God. And that is who you and I are called to be on this planet, right now, right here. Let me read this scripture one more time. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. I saw no temple in that city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. May this be said about you and your city, that there was no need for a temple in this city because Priji lives in this city. There was no need for another organization in this place because of this church, because of that family, because of this community. May this be said about you and everything that you give birth to. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for this precious and beautiful year that you've given us. But we want to end it on a note that we are willing to be your temple in our cities. We are willing to represent you. We are willing to carry your glory, represent your glory to the ends of the earth. Thank you for trusting us so much. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit to join us for the Revival Dreamers Conference that is happening in January 2022. You can register at dreamingrevival.com/2022. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpriji.com. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead.